It's always good to hear about new initiatives that the Trust are undertaking. And today, joining me, Andy Brown, here in the studio, are Karen Skolick and Linda Edwards, who have new roles with Ashford and St Peter's Hospital. Welcome, both of you. And turning to Linda first, what are these roles?
So these roles involve visiting inpatients at their bedsides to provide them with information on how to stop smoking. The patients will obviously be smokers, and it's really important that they're given information on where they can access information for ongoing support after they've left the hospital. And also, whilst they're in the hospital, we can provide them with information and make sure that they're getting the correct medicaments whilst they're a patient in the hospital.
So, Linda, you always explain what the role is, but I dare say it has a title, does it?
Yes, Tobacco Dependency Advisor.
So the timing of your appointment is rather appropriate because on Wednesday the 8th of March, it's No Smoking Day here in the United Kingdom. So, Karen, what will be happening here at the Trust?
Well, thank you, Andy, for having us. So National No Smoking Day is a national event. It always occurs in March on a UK-wide basis. It's been a high-profile event for many organisations, both healthcare organisations and non-healthcare organisations, so in the workplace, over a great number of years. This year, the campaign has been put together with Breathe 2025, ASH, and the Alzheimer's Research UK. So there's a specific focus this year on the link between smoking and brain health. 18% of people realise that they're at risk of developing a condition, you know, that everybody worries about, which is dementia.
Through smoking?
Through smoking, yeah.
Wow, that is an interesting fact. So a new idea on that, because you obviously think about smoking is it affects health in all sorts of ways, but dementia is a new area, I guess.
Well, it is well documented, so it has been researched and it is proven. It is linked to the way in which smoking, and particularly the toxic effects of smoking, which is not the nicotine, it's actually the carbon monoxide in the tobacco that you smoke, compromises the vascular system. And so over time, that means you haven't got enough oxygen, you're not breathing sufficiently well enough, and that can affect brain health. So here in the hospital, we are tying into that national campaign platform, which is all about the benefits of quitting smoking, which are almost immediate when you stop, even within a day, you start to feel the benefits of being able to breathe better. So we're tying into that platform around brain health and the benefits of stopping smoking. Secondly, that never give up on giving up. There's always a time to stop. The National Smoking Day just gives us the opportunity to really get behind making that message very visible. And that's what we'll be doing at both sites. We'll be in the entrance areas for both hospitals with a show and tell tabletop exhibition, which provides information. It will have these posters that you may see elsewhere that day, you know, because they are going to be around the country.
So you're obviously in your role, you're saying you're going to be visiting the patients, the inpatients, but on Wednesday you're going to focus, I guess, on anybody in the hospital.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're very proud that the Trust really stands behind a safe working environment, a smoke-free environment. And so it is important that we talk about, to anybody who's in the hospital environment, the importance of not smoking, the benefits of not smoking, and give people easy to access points of referral to go and get information. There's great organisations set up locally, can provide lots of help. So we'll be giving that information.
The benefits of giving up smoking, obviously you say in the short term you feel a lot better very quickly, but there are sort of like all sorts of other illnesses that can, you know, be impacted by smoking, aren't there?
Very serious illnesses, as we know, and as our understanding and learning about the damage that cigarettes do has increased and intensified, there's lots of scientific evidence to support over 16 cancers are now linked to the habit of smoking tobacco. And it's not just about how many you smoke, it is also how long you've been smoking for.
And I suppose the other thing is, once you stop smoking, there's a bit of a financial saving.
Well, it's estimated that immediately, if you stop smoking, you'll save up to £2,500 per year. Imagine
that's what a holiday,
you can do
isn't
with
it?
That.
Absolutely.
Substantial.
Yeah.
But more importantly, yes, there's a financial benefit, and everybody's, you know, very acutely aware of the environment currently that we're all trying to manage on a home basis. But the health benefits are really what are key.
So you were saying, obviously, the general public coming in, the outpatients, the inpatients. I guess we've not got to forget that some smokers are our staff or our employees as well, aren't they? And what will we be doing about those, Linda?
As we man our stands, we would welcome our members of staff to approach us, and we could perhaps signpost them to the organisations that can help them and support them through their journey of trying to give up smoking.
So the organisations and the things you'd signpost to, what examples are, what's available?
Well, there is an organisation called One U Surrey, and you can refer yourself to that organisation, and that organisation will provide you with support, whether it be on a one-to-one basis or on the telephone, and provide you with medicaments as well, and give you ongoing support.
Okay, so that's One U Surrey, as
One
in
U Surrey.
O-N-E-Y-O-U,
yes,
Surrey.
Yes, one. We're hoping to have leaflets and posters from that organisation displayed on our exhibition
on your tabletop, and you'll also be going around the wards as well, I guess, promoting.
We'll certainly be going around the wards promoting. We've already spoken to a number of people that are ward based. At the moment, we're still getting our processes in place.
You'll be there on the day, don't
yeah.
worry.
We will be in specific areas that we've highlighted, where you'll be able to meet us in person. So at the bottom of the escalators in the foyer for St. Peter's, at the top of the escalator where there's a little table, at the top of the escalator on the first floor, just outside outpatients. We hope to rotate through to the maternity unit, to the postgrad centre, and to occupational health. So that conversation about the healthy workplace, we're working in partnership with health and wellbeing, here at the hospital, as well as the occupational health team. Also, from a practical point of view, for employees, we will have on our phones the NHS Quit app, so that we will show people how very quickly they can go to, you know, the app store that's appropriate for their phone and download the very latest NHS Quit app that's been made available. It's only just been updated.
And with these apps, they're always free, I guess.
They're free. It's an NHS app and it's free. And it's an excellent tool for people to start to get familiar with. If they've got information needs, there is practical help there in terms of quit plans and then how to access the nicotine replacement products. And it's been proven that when you provide active sources of support combined with nicotine replacement therapy to substitute for your tobacco habit, you are three times more likely to be successful in quitting.
Yeah,
so it's very important to use the app.
Yeah, you can't do it alone. You need support.
You can't do it alone.
You need help.
You really need to use the tools.
Right. So you're obviously going to be busy on No Smoking Day. Then once that's finished, you will both continue as tobacco dependency advisors at the Trust. Briefly, what are your plans for the team?
It's very exciting. It really is exciting. The Trust has made a commitment, a very serious commitment, to invest in a new frontline service to tackle tobacco dependence. The service goals are to make sure that we include offering NHS-funded tobacco treatment on admission, very quickly on admission, to all smokers, and to provide a new tailored new smoke-free pathway for pregnancy. So those are going to be the two areas of immediate focus, are the inpatients, acting quickly to provide tobacco treatments and advice, and hopefully they're in the right moment, in the right place, where they should be motivated to quit. So if we can get them to commit to that quit date while we're with them and get them going and then get them the right resources to help them, there's a very good chance they're going to be very successful.
Brilliant. So busy day on Wednesday, the 8th of March, round about the hospital. If you do see them, pick up the leaflets. If you are interested in quitting smoking, do get in touch with them. And let me finish now by thanking you both, Karen and Linda, explaining what your role is and what's going to take place on No Smoking Day. And let me offer you this open invitation to return again to share your work as tobacco dependency advisors here at Ashford and St. Peter's. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.